Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is counting atoms. Well, to count atoms, we need to take a few terms first, and the first one that we're going to look at is atomic number, one of the truly important definitions in chemistry. This vocabulary word we will be referring to often, and it's simple, though. It is simply the number of protons. And so a carbon atom has 6 protons. We would say the atomic number of carbon is 6. And the reason it's so important is because it defines the element. And so any atom that has 6 protons, it doesn't matter how many neutrons it has, it doesn't matter how many electrons it has, it's going to be a carbon atom and it's going to behave as such. And the same with every other element on the chart. The atomic number has a symbol. The symbol is the letter Z, capital Z. I don't know why they chose Z. It doesn't seem like a logical fit, does it? But it is Z. Next, about isotopes. Now, isotopes, iso means same in Greek, and topes is like our type, so it's the same type. And so isotopes of an element are the same type of element. They have the same Z, so they have the same atomic number, the same number of protons, but a different mass number, which must mean they have a different number of neutrons. Recall that the mass number is determined by adding the protons and the neutrons. Some atoms have only one or two isotopes, fluorine, for instance. But others, especially the larger atoms, could have upwards of a dozen or more isotopes. Now, granted, some of those are in very, very small percentages, but some isotopes you are familiar with. So, for instance, I'm sure you've all heard of carbon-14, an isotope of carbon used to determine the age of certain artifacts. And there's many, many other isotopes out there. Carbon, for instance, has 3, carbon-12, carbon-13, carbon-14. The mass number we just mentioned is the number of protons plus neutrons. It's always going to be a whole number, just like the atomic number is going to be a whole number. And that symbol is capital N for mass number. Now, speaking of isotopes, we have to learn how to designate them, and there's 2 ways. One, the book calls the hyphen method. This one is used quite often because it's much more easier done on a word processor. It is simply the element name written out with a hyphen or a dash and then the mass number. So carbon-14 would be carbon-14. And they would all work the same way. So you could have carbon-12, oxygen-16, uranium-235, lead-207, and the list goes on and on. Don't confuse the mass number with the atomic weight. The atomic weights that you see on the chart are always a decimal number. Mass numbers have to be whole numbers. Why the difference? Well, remember that the atomic weight on the periodic chart is a weighted average of all the different weights of the isotopes of that element. That's how you get the fractional numbers for atomic weights. So mass numbers are always whole numbers. Atomic weights are going to be the decimal numbers. The other way to designate isotopes would be by symbol. This is highlighted in another podcast, but to try to explain, and this is much better done with a visual than trying to do it verbally, but we'll give it a shot. Let's talk about carbon-14 again. You'd have a large C for the symbol for carbon, and you've got 4 corners. You've got the upper right, the upper left, the lower right, and the lower left. Well, to show the isotope, we would put a 14 in the upper left. And that's where the mass number goes. That tells us that it's carbon-14. In the lower left would go the atomic number, but we don't have to do that all the time. A lot of times the atomic number there is not going to be inserted because if it's carbon, it's always going to be 6. And so there's no need to sort of repeat the obvious, so to speak. Carbon is always has an atomic number of 6, so it's not necessary to repeat it. The next topic is the mole. In chemistry, materials don't react by weight. They react according to a set whole number ratio. So we need to count large atoms quickly, because trying to do a reaction of 2 atoms of hydrogen and 1 atom of oxygen to create water, 1 molecule of water, is impossible. Atoms are far too small, as we already know. And to be able to count those large number of atoms quickly, that is done by the mole. Refer to the podcast titled Mole on the website, which will give much more details and help explain how to do the necessary math work with the mole. Knowing how to work with moles is crucial in chemistry, so please spend time making sure you know how to do the necessary math work associated with that topic. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of counting atoms. Remember that you could get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.